Pollinators are not only valued for promoting environmental health, they also contribute billions of dollars annually to the U.S. agriculture industry. Every year, Delaware farmers bring in 3,000 bee colonies to maximize crop pollination. But as much research has shown, pollinators are declining, so in June 2014, President Obama took action, issuing a presidential memorandum that directed a task force made up of the EPA and the USDA to forge a federal strategy to protect pollinators. The strategy released last May recommended that each state create a pollination protection plan. Many state pollination plans are still in progress, but they vary widely. Iowa has taken a relatively aggressive approach, regulating, for example, times of the day that pesticides can be sprayed. Meanwhile, Arizona has not set out any plan whatsoever. Chris Wade is the Pesticide Compliance Administrator at the State Department of Agriculture, and he wants Delaware's plan to hit somewhere in between Iowa's and Arizona's, taking some action, but not so much that it alienates people in the process.
People seem to be more receptive when it's not a new law or a new fine could be in place. It's more of a, get everybody on the same page first kind of deal.
So the first draft of Delaware's plan contains voluntary guidelines, like recommending that landowners and beekeepers work together on hive placement and asking pesticide applicators to spray in the early morning or evening when pollinators tend to be less active. Wade says that the DDA wants to promote the kind of communication they've been able to foster by encouraging farmers and beekeepers to use the DriftWatch program. DriftWatch is an online mapping tool that registers the locations of specialty crops and apiaries so pesticide users know where not to spray. The current plan of Delaware's Pollination Protection Plan is now open for public comment until March 15th. The State Ag Department hopes to finalize the plan by early summer. Eli Chen, Delaware Public Media.